Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a hazardous weather outlook for the area. Hot and dry conditions can be expected through Thursday. Elevated fire weather conditions are likely, and areas of smoke from western wildfires may continue to affect air quality. The list of those who have applied for the position of general manager of Camplex has been narrowed to 5, and those applicants will be advancing to the next phase. The land board has also been in contact with 2 management companies. Whether a new GM or management company is chosen, according to the news record, is still to be determined. Campbell County Health has been providing ambulance services to Sheridan for the past few months, and now a bid to provide full EMS services has been submitted by Campbell County through a proposed company to be called Northeast Wyoming Ambulance Service. The city of Sheridan and county will meet today to consider the bid. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a hazardous weather outlook for the area. Hot and dry conditions can be expected through Thursday. Elevated fire weather conditions are likely. Areas of smoke from western wildfires may continue to affect air quality. The person of interest in the disappearance of Irene Gakwa has had his pretrial appearance postponed. Nathan J. Heitman pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of theft, 2 counts of crimes against intellectual property, and unlawful use of a credit card, all felonies. Police arrested Heitman on May 6th after he was suspected of transferring money from bank accounts held by Gakwa into his own account and using 2 of her credit cards after her disappearance. Heitman remains out on a $10,000 bond. Phase 2 of the 4J overlay and mill pavement repairs will begin today. Residents on 4J can expect a water shutoff from about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.